Hello, my people, and welcome once again to Football Mede Mede Podcast with the Republicans. My name is now Jovita Eke, and of course, Asideso. I still get my guys for Inside Studio, Everly, and they always day here, talking about Emmanuel Attah, of course, Onokala Onyebuchi,
Bifika, like the Laba Master. Most expensive football commentator.
Asideso, football day very, very important, and of course, World Cup don't end as far as Ide concerned for the 2022 Qatar World Cup, and the winner, everybody knows now, Argentina and I call it this one. But then a lot of people don't talk, say the debate where they between Messi and Ronaldo don't finally rest because of say Messi don't call it the World Cup. But then at the same time, people they look Pele, a man where win 3 World Cups with Brazil. Where can I go for Onokala Onyebuchi, the Laba Master?
I know they like to hear no disrespect. I like to hear this Le Pele Maradona. I don't like to hear that. I don't watch them. Sorry, I'm not 70-10 years old. I'm sorry. In fact, I'm not sorry. A lot of people like to take the credit of Messi and Ronaldo. It is unfair. Join their Pele time. Hype them. But that time don't pass. We're talking about the new generation now. Not insult to Pele or the rest. The way they play football, that time now they play football now. Everything don't change. And if they change for the better, stats don't come in. Machine don't come in. Everything don't come in. So football right now is different. If you deliver at this age and time, and the pressure right now is different. These players go through a lot. Then do one, then complain. Then do two, then complain. They are mentally fit. So leave Pele out of this equation. More focus on those who they win now. Messi, World Cup champion. You say easy. Lose the World Cup in 2014. Win a man in 2022. He fell, but he stood up. Lose all your finals. And now, respect Ronaldo and Messi every time. No insult to them. But the two greatest players ever to walk in this act, it's Ronaldo and Messi. Pele and Maradona. Me not go sleep.
As it is, so Pele no ever play for top club for Europe.
Who said that?
You know win champ. You know win Champions League at all. But then he win 3 World Cups.
They walk up.
Where you go play some in terms
up,
of
they walk up now the biggest football tournament. On this surface of it, whether you like it or not, for a player to win 3 straight World Cup in lifetime, nobody don't do them. And Pele get one record for FIFA World Cup, the youngest player, you understand, to score for FIFA World Cup before Mbappe break him in 2018 at the age of 19 to win score for final. But Pele do it on at the age of 18 when he score for final.
I think 17.
Yeah, at the age of 17, sorry,
yeah,
for final. So this is not stacks. This is not record. 3 World Cups.
62, 70, 68.
Is it two Amen Dembi?
Forget the numbers. The pressure comes.
Is it two Amen Dembi? I know, interrupt. Sorry.
You understand?
Sorry.
I talk this thing here, say, to me personally, I don't feel, say, Messi need World Cup to prove to the world team.
Let me talk up only. What is my word? Let me talk.
You understand? I don't first talk.
You don't talk anything. I said it first.
You understand?
Look at it.
Ronaldo said no need a walk up to prove. You know why? My reason is these two people don't share the biggest stage of football for 20 years.
But then,
eyeball
Emmanuel,
to an eyeball.
Emmanuel.
So the World Cup is
but
the biggest
now,
to round it up.
With Messi winning this World Cup, we don't finally agree, saying I'll be the greatest.
If you say Messi, for Messi gets story to tell in children, say for every football competition, when in the contest for, in get the medal to show for it. From the under 20 World Cup to Olympic, to World Club Cup, to Champions League, to Copa del Rey, everything that has to do with football, when you don't compete for,
you don't win now.
Now, the only way be that.
All right. From that one, make we step aside and, of course, check the one we consign. Ronaldo's sister don't come out. They tassis the World Cup for inside the Qatar say na the worst World Cup ever. We not say officiating get as it be for this particular World Cup. Now one problem will be say everybody notice as far as this Qatar 2022 day concern. But then the worst World Cup.
I don't believe in our view saying that the worst World Cup. To me, my opinion be saying that the best World Cup it is.
So we don't be the top for you.
So the best World Cup before now, my best World Cup I don't see in my lifetime. Now 2014 final. Germany, Argentina, final. But this particular World Cup, first half, come make me feel, say, last season they go Argentina way. But I did patience, watch the game very well. At the end of the day, you can't give me the best World Cup after. In fact, the world said that after 1966, this is not the best FIFA World Cup ever. For officiating, these people, they be human beings. They didn't tell you to make mistakes. Even the final against Argentina, France, Argentina, they get one counter where France, they go. Where match don't already be 3-3. Now, three players against one player. Kingsley Coman, the fourth for drown. If they stand up, referee, they blow against the player where they bring him. Forgetting, say, there's an advantage. If I just allow Kingsley Coman stand up, they continue with an attack. That for be heartbreak for Argentina. But the referee stop the play, give Argentina player a yellow card, can rearrange for a free kick. And I ask myself, any need for this one? So a lot of errors like that. There's some penalty call where you go expect the official, the referee, the center referee to go check VAR. You understand? Normally, you need to go, you're taking decision. You understand? So if you look at from that angle, a lot of people go get opinions. If in terms of officiating, is very, very bad.
Buchi, you look at this World Cup, plenty surprises there from the group stage to the knockout stages to the final. A lot of surprises, a lot of records then break them, a lot of records then set them. Like Mbappe will be say score hat trick now for the final. Now the first player to do them for inside World Cup.
No. But the first to do them since 1966.
Thank you. And now, as far as the day concerned, this one now with Ronaldo's like sister and everything. Shena beef because him brother no rich. All the hype and everything is around for the World Cup.
Is that the World Cup for Portugal, the World Cup in general?
The World Cup, this particular World Cup, saying that the worst World Cup.
Emotional. Nah, can never be the worst World Cup. You know why we call this one the best World Cup? I call it the best World Cup because, see, the build-up of this World Cup was very negative.
Yeah.
Especially from the Westerners. The build-up, they find every negative thing to put from the LGNW people. Attack rights, the English will come, they do bow, the way we say they go wear rainbow color. So the negativity overcloud the positivity. So if you don't understand football as a football fan, you go look and say, oh, this World Cup no count. And also remember, so this World Cup happened during the expenses they happen to make them harder. It happened in season. But on top of this wahala, it can't still go well. Not be how it starts, now how it end.
Finish, yeah.
The first game of the World Cup, where Qatar played their first game against, was it Colombia, but they lose. But like, okay. But the second game, the last game, as it they build up, it they make more sense. And the fans will see record appearance of France at this stadium.
We actually see FIFA make better pogri from this World Cup.
Crazy money.
£6.2 billion
the stadiums
compared to £840 billion
always,
for 2018.
Always sold out. Fans full everywhere, and those stadiums are what the best stadiums we don't ever see. Qatar really invest money into this World Cup. On top of your wahala, but about me, I'm not old like Qatar, but this World Cup for me, I think one of the best World Cup, and especially that finals. 2 goals down, 3-3. As a football fan, if you don't like any, if you like anybody, you feel a piece of body like this gone. The passion, everything was not Ronaldo sister. I love Ronaldo. Ronaldo sister, relax. Because he no me say no straight and that people. Just relax and calm down. Ronaldo na still goat, whether he win World Cup or not.
True.
Ronaldo no deserve, no need to win any World Cup to be the best player in the world. People don't understand. So Ronaldo don't even give Messi a run for his money. That Messi will be juju. That Messi will be cheats. Ronaldo gave this guy a run for his money for years. Ronaldo was
made
on
him better.
On par with this guy for years.
Not true.
For Ronaldo even taking on Messi for this long, honestly, we don't respect Ronaldo enough. Because Papa, you need to, the kind of hard work where input. Messi is programmed to play football like computer. Ronaldo gets to work on himself to play football. He put in the massive, massive work. So nothing. So leave Ronaldo's sister, relax. Ronaldo don't win. Messi don't win. Hopefully.
Okay, make I also start from you. We don't see how far African teams don't go for this World Cup, especially Morocco. I know, say, when it comes to African teams, you know.
I don't say that, Papa.
But then, waiting be the lesson, just one, two lessons, where you feel, say, Africa fit grab from their waka this time around for inside FIFA World Cup.
If you want build, start to build from your house. It is very, very important. Not just they build from the national team, it makes no sense. Good example. See Morocco win this with the semi-finals. Check out their club sides. Wydad Casablanca, champions of Africa, CAF. Arwe Bekan, Confederations Cup. Their women's team, don't they rise? Their league, top three in Africa. So they don't build their football, not just their national team. And when you build your football, from down, he go show for up. You know, they're possible.
Not true.
He go show for up. Even though they get one or two struggles, it did happen, but he show up. You cannot come to Nigeria here. We say the Eligwe is just a national team. Our league, nothing to write out for.
Basala.
Club side. When last we see club we do well for Africa? Anybody was the last. When last? It don't say. Our women national team, the most successful women team in Africa. They get respect. No, they don't want their salary till today. So how we want to build a national team when our house stay on fire? If you don't learn when to build from small, you can't go up. So the NFF need to learn this crucial lesson. Sometimes, not be about to just win immediately and rest. That's how our under 17, under 20, you go win World Cup. What the transition? We don't go see him.
Nothing.
Messi with the blood, but not be Mikel. Where Mikel day?
Nah.
We want to see the transition. Not be about winning. It's never about winning. It's about progressing. Let these players move under 17, 20, 23. Let's see the progression. Yeah, we they obsessed with winning. And when you win, those where we know, give them the God when they deserve.
Forget
the
part.
Thank you. No development, no transition, no plan. Just go. 100 million. 100 million. Win. If you don't win, go out, get out. No plan. So if you want to start winning, start building from scratch. It's very important.
All right, Emmanuel Atta, wait till you get to talk.
Well, me don't talk everything when it did my mind to talk. We need people to manage football matter for Nigeria. We need good people, not just people where they wear agbada, white agbada, sit down. People where know the game, where sabi the game, where you know say yes, football matter and sport generally in a big multi-billionaire business empire where a lot of people they make.
We see what in England they use football these understand? Days. Germany, so, the same thing.
So, you know, go just come say, okay, because this man come up from so place, this one are your brother, may you come. You go bring people where go make the system, they functionable. For a match to take place in a stadium, how many things you need? You need a production van to televise the match. You need publicity to talk about the match safe, to make sure, say, people for that community fill the stadium. You understand? All these things, they create job opportunities for people. You need stadium management. People to manage the stadium immediately after the match finish. You understand? We need people where we go manage football matter for Nigeria. That is just all. Not just about developing at this
country.
Okay, Emmanuel, make us stick with you. FIFA, because of the progress, maybe say they don't make for inside this World Cup, because of the pogri way they don't make and so many other things, we fall into places. Now, FIFA president will be Gianni Infantino. We don't stand unopposed, by the way. Nobody they oppose them. Only are they run. Not only are they run.
But they do good job, by the
way. Yeah, they chop money joint too. No, my mouth, then go hear that one.
Everybody go chop.
Anyway, Sham, as he did so, he don't come out to talk. Say, because of the success and the pogri way they don't make on top of this World Cup, say, make them they hold them every three years instead of 4 years. Say FIFA, they consider the health, welfare of these players, or you feel, say, they are just after making money?
Well, I feel, say, that every three years, no, the right for me. World Cup, you will lose the interest, you will lose the value. If you can't make World Cup every three, they say, see, finish the reduced value. Now I make somebody for you. They see me every day. So you don't know my value. You don't know who I be.
Who know you know your value?
You understand? So see, finish the... FIFA know they consider the health and the welfare of the players. FIFA know they fair enough to the players because the major what makes the competition even the more interesting than the major actors. The major actors are the players. So if you don't consider how the players, the major actors, they okay, how they if they're in the right frame of mind. Like this World Cup, boy, they just hold now for Qatar, they just finished now. They hold the World Cup at the very wrong time for the very first time in the history of the World Cup. They host the World Cup. Because the World Cup, they where football season they go on, and because of the region where they host the World Cup, you understand. So a lot of people know even they happy. Now you don't say okay because of the money I make, one rush me they make every three years. Now you don't consider the people they make the World Cup sweet, the players. So me I feel say when FIFA not get, they not get right for that particular decision.
The same question where I asked Emmanuel, but this time around, Bucci, make we look at the spate of injury for this World Cup. Almost plenty players get wounded.
All countries get injury.
No person, no single country when no get person will get wounded.
Before and after, all countries, and now the bad thing about them, these players at the end of the day, they be human being, whether you like them or not. But if player play too much, you go affect them. Good example, that Barcelona young player Pedri, what the player like saying be iron, when he get injured it was hard for a long time, until anybody really discover that form. Player, I'm not saying you won't make money at the end of the day, but this money where they make, then they will enter the player's body, they enter your own management body. So we won't watch, but we football fans, we're actually very selfish too. Me, I like him. After World Cup, now IPL does that. He's with me. But, I get it, but, I don't, if you put out only statement, don't really what the manager of treatment, this statement, don't say no. this cannot happen. It's unfair to these players. Players need at least, what's come to worst, 1 month of full rest, not even thinking about football. So at the end of the day, FIFA, may then come, may then talk about resolution, communication, comprehension, agree, say, okay, see where they go from, see where they go from. FIFA also vexed. So FIFA announced this thing without even reaching out to them. They don't even ask them what's up. They just announced that they're going to be
the father. They don't say as of now, the memorandum of understanding between the club side and the and FIFA, we go even allow the players, may they release the players for international. They said they never sign them. The club side, they start to sign.
May they fight. I think it's now time for club side to stand their ground. Because most club side go, they are affected for the season. Imagine say clubs don't start where, look at my Arsenal, one win league. Exactly. And now this team now, and
Gabriel Jesus there.
He's out for 3 months.
All right, as it is, so before we wrap up, make us sharply talk about this trending picture of Emiliano Martinez where he hold up with the face of Mbappe. I mean, it's good to celebrate. It's good when you win, especially something like the World Cup, you go celebrate and all that. But as it did now, to take her down to that level of using in face on top door, baby, they take celebrate like that?
Well, I feel say Emiliano Martinez do... First, one of the video of SCBC, he showed them good spirit of sportsmanship where Mbappe sit down for grand for the feud after the final game where they gave Argentina the trophy. He go help him up after Emmanuel Macron no full and talk. But I can't be surprised for their village, for Argentina, when he carried that dog baby with Mbappe face. You understand? It shows they cannot get respect for any player. And it, for the when they catch the penalty, he won't dance. When he do again, where he personally, my opinion, I tell Laba with this studio together, I said, this dance, is this disrespectful, this childish, because when they born 1992, 30 years old. Now, by I see Mbappe, with 7 years, you know, so whether that whether you like it or not, Mbappe show class. And get one record on Mbappe get, when Messi no get. Mbappe win the World Cup at 19, Messi no see the World Cup win. True. Mbappe enter World Cup, score hat trick for final. You understand? The first player to do it since 1966. Whether I like it or not, Mbappe collect award back-to-back for the two World Cup where he don't play. The first World Cup, he collect Young Player of the Year award. And the final World Cup, he get hat-trick. To myself, at the third team, say, that guy deserves man a Mozart player of the tournament.
Buchi, the same question, but I go add something, join your own. Make FIFA begin to penalize some kind celebrations?
No. You can celebrate, but together you can celebrate. Celebrate with respect. Mm. Celebrate with you. See, if you lose, if they do this thing to you, what you go do? Celebrate. Not do what you do or person. What person don't want to do to you? Use your head. I think Martinez gets too much. It was too emotional. And it affects me. I don't get issue with the on-featuring. It's part of the game. But don't even that parade when carry a doll of Mbappe. If you go look when person carry a doll of Mbappe in face, that's bad. It makes no sense. What Mbappe do you? Never insulted you? What did Mbappe do? You don't vex me. Now say Messi would stand close to Ram, next to Ram, Gongo, with that doll. And Messi, no insult to him, no fit tell Martinez, say, oh, Mokanda, no, this guy, now my teammate. Imagine saying Mbappe right now, they see that picture or that video.
You go see him.
And for that World Cup, observe that final. They're obvious, they're not be close friends. Yeah. They're very, very obvious.
Yes.
They respect each other, but they were never close friends. They just shake each other and laugh. It was never no emotions. I'm not saying, Papa. I don't imagine if Neymar did it, they go hug yourself, cry.
Even if it's Neymar himself. Since Messi came.
So
that relationship.
Don't know if not a good friend. So this now guy, he's flying back to France this weekend. And now Mbappe go see him say, your teammates carry my doll, carry me picture. You know who query him. And now you come play with me. So it's gonna be a problem. I think Messi should have cautioned him. Martinez too, now man him be 30 years old, should have known what to do. The most disrespectful. Respectful football player. From the way they insult the Netherlands player, this guy starts football at the age of 20. And don't forget, he gets that injury. Like Lucky gets a Leno get injury.
Yeah.
If Leno get that injury, watch that match. When he comes from sub, he will still be a nobody. At 19, in the final to play for, at 19, in fact, they play football. They win World Cup. Very disrespectful. Martinez should know better. Should know far better. You know better for him.
And of course, on top of that one, now here we go wrap up Football Mede Podcast with the Republicans right here. And of course, and I know how they do. Feel free to drop your comments, your messages. We do on top all social media platforms. And of course, subscribe, comment, and of course, like our page so that you're going to get all these wonderful videos where we say we they make and talk about sporting matter there. My name is Steve Jovita, a.k.a. And from the rest of the guys.
Merry Christmas.
Up going out.
Make sure you enjoy yourself. Nadu. Football Republic.